Okay, so we're holding when he cut the thing in first. So we're up to the Mishneh. Tonu Rabbanon. Right after the Mishneh on Samach Zayin Omed Aleph. We did it yesterday, but we'll go it over. Tonu Rabbanon. There was a whole machlekes. What was the space between the sukkahs? And that makes an afgemina regarding the tchumen. So then the second two dots, right after the Gemara goes through all that, ma'olam lehutzrich adam lekach, elo she'enoi deyme mi she'esh loy pas besaloi, lemi she'en loy pas besaloi. It made him feel he had a power to go further because he knew if he needed to eat, he could eat. The question is, there's an Aveira in the Torah to eat on Yom Kippur. There's also a mitzvah for him to throw it off. What is it? Is the Naseh Deuchaloysa say? I think I once saw for Moshe Soloveitchik and others that they say that the whole, it's all part of one package. The fasting on Yom Kippur is for the Kapora of Yom Kippur. So I guess if this is needed for the kapara, it overrides the eating. I don't know, it's not clear. Why would he be allowed to eat when he's taking the seer lazazel? How would that allow him to eat? Okay.
That's the inui.
What, that's the inui? How's he makayim the inui? How's he makayim the inui? Is it the mitzvah in the Torah that there should be this? The next, the Mishnah said, let him tie this string, and he, why does he have to put half on the animal and half on the seller? Because he's supposed to throw down the sir, it's a mitzvah. And the pasuk says, "V'nosa hasoyer olav es kolavinois el kolavinoisom el eretz gzeira." Gzeira is somehow merames to this inyan. This is what Rashi says. So therefore, Shem Yerushalav Dilma Kodim Umalbim. And then he won't push it down, and he won't know. It's like a gzeira. He won't end up pushing it down. So he thinks he doesn't have to push it down. So therefore they made a takone. This is our way to be shayna mamazmer. That he should tie the second one onto the sawyer, because that will remind him that he has to push it down. Let him put the string completely on the animal. Zimnin dinogomish le lereshe velavadaite. Maybe then when it falls down, he won't be able to see it. So therefore, he needs it one on top and one on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan Berishayna Yekoshin Loshin Shol Zahiris Al Pesach HaUlam Mibachutz. They would put also, before he left, he would put it over there. Hilbin Hoyu Simeichin Lai Hilbin Hoyu Atzevi Umizbaishin Iskinu Shi Yekoshin Al Pesach HaUlam Mibifnim. People shouldn't get down. Vadayin Hoyu Mitzitzin. People would push themselves inside to see it. And the people couldn't see it. I don't know. What is it? Ignorance is bliss? Well, they don't see it. At the end of the day, it's not a good sign if it doesn't get hilven. I'm not klar. What is the benefit of not seeing? So there's divergent shotim. Some say the Chazal didn't want them to be so happy because then you become complacent. So they didn't want to see the Hilbin. That's what the Yom Teruah says. Others say, no, we didn't want you to be Atzevim. It sounds like a machlekes avodas Hashem. You know, should you be exuberant or should you not? Amar Rav Nachman bar Papa. Mishum Rebbe Lezer HaKvavul Ishayinah Yekosh Noshon Zohar Zabizu Chulam Evnim Ukivin Shehegi Yasur Lemidbar Hayam Albim V'yodu Shenasis Mitzvosai Shenemar Miyachatechem Kashonim Kashela Gelbinu. So it wasn't only about if it was Mechupar or not. If it was Nasa Mitzvosai, it was Nasa Mitzvosai. So it was very halachadik away, and that's why it would be that din. That's the reason it was done that way. Yeah. So it looks like the second stanza of the Gemara doesn't hold it's a simon for kapara or not kapara. It's just a simon if the job got done. The first one holds it was some himmel de kasiba, and the himmel de kasiba has to be that way. The Mishnah said, until it broke into Eivarim, Eivarim. We know that the halacha is like by Asher Aniskal. Everything is also Bahanoa, if they make the skila. What is the halacha by this din? Oh, the Torah Mishtaleya, Zog the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar, one holds its Mutabano, Chad Omar, it's Asabano, Man the Omar Mutarim. So we turn to Amid Beis, Dixiv, Vishilech as Asoer, Bamidbar, Rashi brings the Pasik. So Elamai, what does it say by Midbar? Well, we tell you we have to go. Why do we have to note that it's called a Midbar? It's called a Midbar to teach us. Rashi says, L'midrash eyeh hefker ke Midbar. So Zaraya umutarim b'hanoe. That means, it almost sounds like from the Gemara, that the Svaruch Yitzayinah, the default judgment would be that it's Aser Bahanoe. And you need a Pasik that it's Mutar Bahanoe. It's not clear why. Why should it be Aser Bahanoe?
It's
Nasa Mitzvosa. Why should it be Aser Bahanoe? So we have to see. So the Tosis Yishonim, if you look at the verse, Tosis Yishonim, Aval P, the Meegla Utrumas Adeshan Loyavino Ladavi, Schneegzom, okay. Yazo, Lesser, Mishum Gzeira Shema, Lamando Masur, Muslim Emelel Davish Lashiksum. I don't know, it looks like it's almost in the Tosi Yishonim is bothered by this question. Why would you think it's Asabana? Well, let's see the next Gemara. Umando Masur, my Midwa, my Ovidle, me Boyle, Likiditanya. It says Lishalach Oisai Lazozel Hamidbara, Lishalach Virisha Hamidbara, Shazim Hamidbara, Nichtava Le Rabbis, Noi Vigivain, Shilu Beisailamim, that there always was this Avoida. That every single place also had this din, v'idach ha'gzeira ma'yobidlei. The man d'homo holds that it's mutter b'hanoe. So what does it mean, gzeira? Mi boyolei l'kiditanya gzeira, ein gzeira l'chatucha. It has to be thrown in a way that it breaks into pieces. So he has to have a cliff. Davar achar ein gzeira l'davar ha'mizgaza v'yoyred. Tavaracha Shematemar Maisetoyu. Talmud, what does that mean? How do we read the words of Gemara? Let's go back on the whole Gemara. I'm not so clear in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlekes mutarim or not mutar. Zog di Gemara, Midbar teaches us it's mutter. Umandam asurim, diksiv gzeira. What state diksiv gzeira? Vinasa asur gzeira. I don't know, it's an unbelievable. What's the basic in English? Tezayin chav base. Let's look it up. El Eretz Gezeira. That doesn't mean Gezeira. Eretz Gezeira means like a wilderness. Right? A wilderness. So it's basic. Aleph is chav. Tezayin chav base. So we're going to look up the basic. Tezayin chav base. A desolate area. Desolate. It's a desolate area. But the Gemara doesn't, says there's a dual way to read the word gzeira. Zagrashi. Lashin Chaymer V'Isser. So you have a Pasuk Zeira which seems to denote that the Soyer will be Aser. And we also have a Pasuk that means what? What do we also have another Pasuk? We have a Pasuk of Eretz, of Midbar. That Midbar means it's Efker. Right? It means Afgaf. And Hefker is Mutter. Hefker is Mutter. So if Hefker is Mutter, so therefore that's why we need Mutter. Hey, the Gemara, so what does the other one do with Midbar? He learns Midbar for the three Midbars he has a use. What does the person do with Gzeira? Ein Gzeira Elochatucha. That it should get cut off. Oh, not Meshupa. It has to be rocks. It has to be rocky. That it should break up. Davaracher, ein gzeira ledavar hamizgazer v'yoyrei. You got to let it turn into tevar mevar. Davaracher, gzeira, shema toira maise toyohu. Unbelievable. This is your question, News the Press. Now, people would say, how does the art scroll touch it? Maise toyuhu. It sounds like a weird kind of avoida. Talmud loymar ani Hashem. Ani Hashem gizartev. No, it's not only that you, even if you do it, you're not allowed to think bad thoughts about it. It's like almost a bittel adas of the seer lazaza. So mela.
Thoughts of what?
Can have bad thoughts that maybe the Avodis Yom Kippur doesn't make sense.
Oh, wow.
That it does make
that
sense.
Weird.
Weird. So Gzeira, does a Rashi. No, do anybody. Amar Rava, Mistaber Commander Amar Mutari.
Why? Just
like Amra Taira.
Why would they even come up with that?
No, because when you throw the goat off the thing, it doesn't sound like a normative kind of avoider. So someone might start thinking maybe this way, maybe that way. So now it's like the Gemara, how would it be that it's Asibah Hanor? It can't be, because someone will find Eivarim a week later. He wouldn't know that it's Eivarim of the Sur, and he'll give it to eat to his animals. So it'll end up inadvertently that he'll be in such a situation. Hello? Yeah, why, what's doing? I'm doing what I gotta do. Okay, we're gonna talk soon. Okay, bye. So, so therefore, there would be such a halacha. So it's a very interesting lumdish thing over here. The Gemara says we don't want to be shaleach litakola. So that's a svara that it becomes mutter bahanoe, and therefore, zok de gvuris ari de shagas aliyah. That the seer shemeis, there is no chshash takola. There's only a chshash takola because if it goes down, you can take it. But the takola zok de shagas aliyah, is if, let's say, you pushed it down and it's living. It survived the push down. And therefore, Shalach Hashem, that he pushed it down. So therefore, now it's going to run around and it'll run off. And someone will find it and he won't know that it's the Sira Mishtaleach. So that'll be the takol. As I learned the Shagasaya. Zok the Briskerov. The mutter of Evrei Seir is even in Loimes. So Frank the Briskerov, if it's Loimes, it's not even Nasis Mitzvosai. If the Suara is, as I get a Nasis Mitzvah, is Muchach throwing it off the cliff. Is Nasa Mitzvah.
If it's long mace, it's more of a takol.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's not considered Eivah Minachai?
I hear. It's definitely kachim.
So it's more hammer. No?
It's certainly not.
Okay, zog di gemara tana rabbana.
It's not like the Ramban learns in Chumash.
He's giving it to the other tzad. Yeah, tana rabbana. Now we're coming to that gemara. Azazel. Seer lazazel. What is the pirish of the word lazazel? Sheyehei eaz v'kosho. It's going on the venue. It should be in a place that's az ve'kosher. What is az? That it's strong ground and hard ground. So that's az ve'kel. Yochel by Yishuv. Talmud Lema. You can't do it in a populated area. Also state by Midbar. Uminayin b'tzuk. Talmud Lema gzeira. Tanya Idach, somebody else said.
Is Tzuk a name of a place?
No, Tzuk is like
a... Tzuk is a word.
Tzuk is a word that means like a cliff.
A cliff.
No? What do they type Tzuk over there?
What?
Tzuk. Tzarek Vav Kuf. Tanya Idach Azazel Kosher Shebahori. That the soil mechaber al maise uzo vazozel. Now, this is a very cryptic gemara. Who's uzo and who's azozel? There were two bad, so to speak, malachim. And this is a remez. It's not clearly. Where is this? In Parshas Bereishis. Perek Dalet Pasik Chav Beis. Yes. Let's look it up in the Torah. It's a very hidden part in the Torah. The Torah says, Kayin had children. He had Chanoich. And then Vayevolad L'Chanoich as Irod. And then from there they had Lamech. Lamech had two wives. One was Oda and one was Tzila. And Oda gave birth to Yovel, and he was a person who set up population, civilization. Then there was a brother, Yuval. There was one Yovel and Yuval. And he was a person who, in Basi Chav Aleph, he was all the people who play harps and flutes. He was the musician type. Vitzila, his second wife, she gave birth to Tuval Kayin. Right? Who did she? Tuval Kayin, who was Loitesh Kol Chayresh Nechayshus Ubazel. And then there was a daughter. Usually the Torah doesn't mention daughters. V'achos Tuval Kayin Naama. Okay, two Lo Kayans was Naama, right? And she was later possibly the wife of Noyach. So everybody in the world population is an enakel of this Naama. Vayoymer lemech lenoshav, odav etzila. Right? So Lemech said to his wife, Oda and Sila, Shiman Koili, listen to my voice, Nishe Lemech, Azino Imrosi, Ki Isha Rakti Lepitsi Vayelid Lechabarosi, Ki Vashayim, this, and that's the story of this Naama with this thing. So, what happened over here? The Shnei Malochei Chavola that came into the world, Bimnei Naama Achois Tuvel Kayin. So we need the Rashi there. Let's see, what does Rashi say it here? Let's see the Rashi here. Malochei Chavola Sheyordu L'Oretz Bimnei Naama Achois Tuvel Kayin. Valeyem Neemar. Where is that Pasik? Where is that posse? Al zeh nemar, let's see, oh, and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, vayiru b'nei Elokim es b'nei sa'odom al haroyis mechafetz. Such a cryptic thing that happened here. Just, I must look this up in the Pirush Rashi. What is going on over here? They were malochei chavola. They weren't human beings. Let's see what this is. Kuf Nun Gimel. Not clear, I don't know. It has to be explained here. Who was these? It was Malochei Chavol. It's a very cryptic Gemara. Yeah. Hayiru b'nei olikim es b'nei sa'odom kitay v'yzeinu. Mikol asher b'acharu. Rabbeinu Yakim, habis d'meresh kama kodesh baruch hu. Yasi sabri sa'odom, ameim ma'isi v'alei leim v'tayin. Yalan shalachim mishayim ma'bri sa'odom, rak ma'anish kisizkar. Ashir shem ma'isa grum v'yaisav. Have something to do with Gilei Arayos. I don't know exactly what this is, and we need to be able to be Ma'ayan. And what is this kapara of the Seir Lazozel? Zog di Gemara. We'll have to look this up. Zog di Gemara. We just learned before, you're not allowed to be Maharer after this whole spookiness of the Seir Lazozel. Tana Rabbanon, es mishpotai tiro dvarim shal molei lo nichtevu dinu sheyichtevu. That's a sech. Ve'ilu ein avidis chaychavim gila roiz ha-shvichas damim ve'gezel o'birchas Hashem. Those are logical, rational dinim. Eschukoshai tishmoiru dvorim shasotin meshiv aleihem. Ve'elohim achilas chazer is like a choik. Ulavisha shatnis is a choik. Ve'chalitzas yivome. Ve'taras mitzoiro. Ve'sira mishtaleya. And the sira mishtaleya. So it's very interesting that the Maharsha says there's a lot of chukim in the Torah. Why did the Gemara bring this list? Zok the Maharsha, we're talking about isurim that seem to have contradictory nature. The Torah asert chazer, but there's a type of a fish, shibuta, which tastes exactly like chazer, and that's mutter. Shatnez is aser, but you could wear it with tzitzis. Chalitzas yevame, this yibum. So now she becomes aser. Taris mitzayra, there's two tzipayrim. One goes lishchita, one goes lishchita. And siyo mishaleach, one gets in the Beis Hamikdash, and one you throw out. Sakta marsha. That's why the biggest chayk, what's the king of all chayks? Paraduma. So, even though there is a davar asayser, the marsha says there is no davar asayser. There really is a davar asayser by Paraduma. Metayres atmeim u metames atahirim. And therefore, there's a halacha ani Hashem chokaktiv. Vein l'rishus leharer achreho. One second, I'm not coming right back. And therefore, there's no such thing. Okay, that's the marsha. So the Gemara, Amosai, mitama begodim. When it goes out, chutz l'chaim es yushalayim. One man domer tana kama holds its mitama. Reb Shimon ayma mishas tchiyosei litzuk. Tana rabbanon. Hamishaleach mitame begodim. Mitame begodim. Vein hashaleach es hamishaleach mitame begodim. Only the ishiti. Yeah, I don't know what the hava mean is. Yachol mishi yetzachutz lechem es hazoret. Am lema hamishaleach. I hamishaleach yachol hachigi letzuk. Talmud loymar v'hamishaleach haketzad misheyetze chutz l'chaim es Yerushalayim mitame begodim. That's when he's called a mishaleach. Dir Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi Omer, azazel v'chibes. So azazel sounds like when it gets to the tzuk. Reb Shimon Omer v'hamishaleach es asor l'azazel yichavis begodav zorkam bevas roish. He pushes it down. That's when it's metama bebegodim. Literally at that last moment. Chivasai v'sri kosai. That's his ultimate shlichus. And that's when he has the din that it's metama bebegodim. I wonder what the yisoid of this tumas begodim is. We would have to be ma'ayin. What's the yisoid of the tumas begodim? Is there a rationale to it? Yeah. Well, I don't know what he says. I wonder, like, what the Yisoid HaDvarim is. Okay.
The Ish Iti who brought the Mishtaleah, was he a Kohen?
He said before it could have been a czar, but they used to be noyig that he should be a Kohen. They would be noyig that he's a Kohen. Right. Okay, so now the Mishnah goes on, and the next Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amid Beis, Bolo Yetzel is talking back to the seer Lashem. And so over Yontif, I'm going to learn this Mishnah, going further, till when we'll come back, we'll begin the next Mishnah, Samach Ches Amid Beis, Bolo Yetzel Godel Likrois on Amid Beis, Samach Ches Amid Beis, is what we'll begin after Yontif.